Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. We'll begin this week's program with a song that reminds us that God is the one we can turn to for all things in our lives. Here's Matt Lanham with Through It All on Blessings from Beulah Street.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. That my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Here's a beautiful holiday song written by Mount Calvary's music director, Terry Lee Ryan, Christmas Dream.
My wish would be you here with me this Christmas, this year. Instead, it may seem like Christmas this year, but wait and see will sing. The treetops will glisten. The sleigh bells will ring. And you and me will be together. My memory, my one Christmas tree. Change like places and names and memories each year, and time won't steal the heart what it feels each Christmas. But Santa's one call, and you and me will be together. My memory, my one Christmas tree forever. My one Christmas.
This is Terry Lee Ryan. You'll listen to Blessings from Beulah Street on WFAX.
My Lord was dead
and buried
in a tomb,
in a borrowed tomb.
He arose,
yes, my Lord arose.
He got up from that cold dark room. He's alive,
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 he's alive.
He's alive.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well.
Your heart
and you confess
with your tongue
that God has raised up Jesus from the dead.
No need to doubt it.
Oh no,
no doubt about it.
Oh yes, God's word has promised you shall be saved.
Safe from doubt,
safe from doubt,
safe from fear,
safe from fear,
safe from hell,
safe from hell,
a devil's hell,
a devil's hell.
Well, oh my Lord,
oh my Lord,
well, oh my Lord,
oh my Lord,
oh my Lord is alive and well. If you believe
with your heart
and you confess
with your tongue
that God has raised up Jesus from the dead,
no need to doubt it.
Oh no,
no doubt about it.
Oh yes, God's word has promised you shall be saved.
Safe from doubt,
safe from doubt,
safe from fear,
safe from fear,
safe from hell,
safe from hell,
a devil's hell,
a devil's hell.
Well, oh my Lord,
oh my Lord,
well, oh my Lord,
oh my Lord,
oh my Lord is alive and well.
Shout it out
up on the mountain.
Oh, shout it out
down in the valley.
Shout it out
across the land.
Shout it out
to every man.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well.
Oh, shout it out
up on the mountain.
Shout it out
down in the valley.
Shout it out
across the land.
Shout it out
to every man.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well. Shout it out
up on the mountain.
Shout it out
down in the valley.
Shout it out
across the land.
Shout it out
to every man.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well.
Oh, he's alive.
He's alive.
Yes, he's alive.
Yes, he's alive.
He's alive.
Forevermore. Shout it out.
Mount Calvary Singers with Shout It Out on Blessings from Beulah Street. In today's message, Senior Pastor Charlie Wood teaches us about Matthew. When he first met Jesus, he was not the beloved disciple we know him to be.
I want to talk about Matthew and how Jesus came in, showed his love to Matthew. Matthew, the scripture said, got up, walked out, left everything to follow Jesus. In the books of St. Luke and St. Mark, they refer to Matthew as Levi. Matthew refers to himself as his common name, Matthew. So I want to read for you just very quickly here in the book of St. Luke, Matthew the tax collector. This is found over in the 5th chapter, and I'm going to read verse 27. After these things, talking about Jesus, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi. You know him as Matthew. Sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, follow me. So he left all, rose up, and followed Jesus. Then Matthew gave him a great feast in his own house. And there were a great number of tax collectors and others who'd sat down with them. Then their scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus answered and said unto them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Once again, on that 32nd verse in the 5th chapter in the book of St. Luke, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing in the reading of your word. Just more, open our minds and hearts for a few minutes, God, that we just share the truth as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God people. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I believe that the more you hear the news stories, and even during our prayer request time today, you are hearing people share about news stories that they'd heard. And I know, I tell you this story up in Michigan, the shooting there, and different things that you hear going on. And I mean, it touches your heart. It touches your heart. And we have to be in prayer for so many situations and so many things that are going on, not only in our country, but all around the world. We have to be in prayer for individuals that God will simply touch them. I believe that Jesus is the light to this world. I believe that Jesus is the answer to so many things that we bring up and we converse about, and we chat about, and people have different opinions, and you can be one side of the aisle, the other side of the aisle, but trust me, the answer is hearts who are turned to the light of Christ. And I believe this is a great illustration here. This is a great story when we found about Matthew. Matthew. Matthew was a con artist. He worked for the Roman IRS. Right? Come on. How many people have enjoyed going to the IRS? I've been there. When I was very young, at one time, I had to go into the IRS office and sit down. Matthew was not there. Jesus was not there. There was a lady there that wanted to talk to me. And thanks be to God, we got things worked out. But that was a meeting that I went into with a little trepidation, because I had fear within my heart, not knowing what the outcome was going to be. Can you imagine Matthew working for the IRS, doing his con artist thing, charging people these taxes, and then what? Taking out all he wanted for himself and hiding under the table. Jesus walks in, sits down, and everything changes. I believe that Jesus showed his love for Matthew. Here is a man pretty much that is hated by everyone. A man who is hated by everyone. And what does Jesus do? He walks in, sits down in his office, and shows Matthew the love that he has not been shown before. It is said that, and they've done studies and studies about churches and people you invite and so on, it says it's still to those people who are unchurched, if they are simply invited sincerely, that over 40% of those people will definitely consider and will come. I believe in these days where everything is, and I love all the wonderful ways that churches have gone about just doing programming and showing, and they've got beautiful things, and you can look and you can follow, look online, and you can go visit churches when they're doing their Christmas programs. I love those plays. I love all those things that are being done. But still, the thing that I believe touches a person's heart the most is when you sincerely show them you care. And Jesus showed Matthew his love. I believe to be the light of this world, to be used of Jesus, we have to show people our love. First of all, they need our love. Then they need our fellowship. Now, I love it that when Matthew heard from Jesus about how much Jesus loved him, he believed. He knew that the Son of God was speaking to him. So what did he do? He had a party. He said, I'm going to have a meal and I'm going to invite everybody. Matthew didn't have much theology under his belt, did he? No. Hadn't been to many Sunday school classes. Hadn't heard many sermons. All he knew that Jesus walked through his door. What did he decide to do? I'm going to have a supper. And I am going to invite all of my friends to come over. So there were tax collectors, there were sinners, there were people that all of those scribes and Pharisees would look down upon. But Matthew was excited. Last night, I took a little ride. Normally on Saturday night, I'm sequestered. I'm sequestered in searching God's word so he would give me that wonderful thing to share. Well, sounded good for a little bit, didn't it? But you know better. I took a ride down south. And I have to tell each and every one of you that I was reminded to tell each and every one of you how much you're missed and how much you're appreciated by the Mark Trammell Quartet. As I sat in church last night and heard Mark Trammell down in Richmond singing these wonderful Christmas songs, my spirit was filled. I heard, and they sang for 2 hours. Mark Trammell and the Wisnitz, they had a Christmas concert. The church was absolutely beautiful. The music was fabulous. They sang for about an hour, and they took a little break. And as soon as that break took part, here they come off the stage, walk right in my corner, and each one of the guys in the quartet made a beeline over. Said, Charlie, we are so glad that you made here. Just want to shake your hand and tell the folks at Mount Calvary how much we love them and enjoy them. I felt pretty good. People were sitting around me go, who is that guy? Who is that guy? We don't know him. He's not been here before. He walked in with that tall white hair. We didn't trust him when he first walked in. And now all these guys are coming down here and saying hi to him like they know him. When people get excited about something, they just got to share. They just got to share. When Jesus came through his door, I am going to have a meal. I am going to have a party. I am going to invite every one of my friends so that they can meet this man, Jesus. And he was excited about it. You know, the cold water committee had not got a hold of him yet. You know what I'm talking about there? Sometimes you get excited about something around church and everybody's, well, let's just throw some cold water on that because that just won't work. I don't think it will. We know Charlie. He's done things before and it just didn't work. Probably this won't work too. That's not the point. The idea is, if God lays something upon your heart and you get excited about it, then you better share it with someone. I believe that people, they need to feel our love. I believe they need to share our fellowship, which means that your door is open to invite those to celebrate this good news. And then I think what they need to see is your courage in front of your critics. What happens? Soon as they're going to have the meal, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, Jesus, look at him. He is sitting there eating with sinners. You know how the thing, I guess they wanted to have their own little thing, but a little sign says, no sinners allowed. I don't think Jesus would have been at that meal, do you? No. Because Jesus knew within his heart that those who have a need, need Jesus. If you have a need, if you have a yearning, a desire within your heart, the answer is Jesus. And that answer may come that somebody may invite you for a meal. Somebody might want to share just a phone call, a card, just something at that perfect time when your heart is in need, and Jesus will use someone or something to bring joy. I can't wait. There's so many people that need our love. There's so many people that need our time to fellowship with. And there's so many people out there that need to see our courage. Nobody else has a problem standing up and saying what they believe or don't believe. Nobody has a problem standing up and starting some argument about political beliefs or what the. Nobody has a problem doing that. I want Christians really that are willing to stand up and show the courage to a lost world of what we believe. Amen? Amen. And there is no better time of year to do it than right here at the Christmas season. But it seems like when December rolls around, it's time to take a little break, kind of sit back, kind of reflect in your heart, knowing how good God has been to us. If you will simply let Jesus know your need, he will send an answer. He will speak to you. He will speak to someone who will share with you. I believe it. So, Heavenly Father, God, we know just as you spoke to a tax collector so many years ago, God, that you're still speaking to people's hearts. You're still showing your love. So, God, allow us to be receiving every good thing that you have for us and be willing to show the courage to share your love, especially during this wonderful, beautiful time of year. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said amen.
Gospel in peace.
Terry Lee Ryan with O Holy Night, music from his new Christmas CD titled Christmas Dreams on Blessings from Beulah Street. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a prayer request, if you'd like more information about the church, or if you'd like to speak with someone at Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can watch live webcasts of our Sunday service on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com and click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.